From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Senior U.S. officials said Sunday the time for talking about the diplomatic consequences of North Korea's latest missile test is over, since the danger to international peace that North Korea poses is now clear to all nations. American bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula to demonstrate military strength on Sunday, and Vice President Mike Pence noted that the United States has all options on the table for responding to North Korea. Pence was in Estonia, one of the United States' NATO allies, when he was asked about the North Korean situation. He said the era of strategic patience is over, and he added that pressure will continue until North Korea permanently abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile program.
President Trump sent me to Eastern Europe with a very simple message. That is that America first doesn't mean America alone. Our message to the Baltic states, my message when we visit Georgia and Montenegro will be the same. To our allies here in Eastern Europe, we are with you. We stand with you on behalf of freedom, and it's a great honor for me to be here.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says 755 American diplomats in the country must leave in retaliation for new sanctions the United States is imposing on Russia for its meddling in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the White House. Putin told a Russian television network more than 1,000 people were working and are still working at the embassy and consulates, and 755 people must stop their activities in Russia, said the expulsion of hundreds of envoys by September 1st. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump inherited U.S. military operations to fight terrorism around the world. Now, a bipartisan group in Congress is pushing for debate on whether the legal justification for those operations needs to be updated. The VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill.
If the House does get a chance to reconsider, answers will be anything but easy.
The challenge is getting agreement on what exactly it should contain. Some would empower the commander-in-chief. Others would constrain him. Some would target groups. Others would target ideologies. Some are limited in time and place and type of military force. Others are unlimited.
But if the House does get a chance to reconsider, answers will be anything but easy. Complicated questions for a war on terror with no signs of ending soon. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush Sunday in the lower Shabelle region by al-Shabaab militants. The attack near Golwin Village, 120 kilometers south of Mogadishu, targeted a supply convoy of 24 vehicles now that near the town of Bulo Marere. And at least 10 people were killed and 15 wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital. The car that exploded was in a line of vehicles on Mogadishu's busiest street. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of a supermarket next to the road. An Israeli military court has rejected a soldier's appeal after he was sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a Palestinian. He was convicted of manslaughter in January for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted Sunday he would recommend a pardon for the soldier. Death protests and violence overshadowed voting in Venezuela Sunday for an unpopular measure to elect a 545-member constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. At least 9 deaths have been reported since Friday. They include a 39-year-old lawyer who was a candidate for the Constitutional Assembly. He was shot in his home Saturday night. And on Sunday, 4 motorcycle policemen were hurt when someone threw an explosive at their convoy in Caracas. You can find more on these late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA News Center in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.